Hi everyone, welcome to this month's version of The Next Step. Well look, I'm excited to be with you. I'm a bit nervous because I'm not with Natalie. I'm doing this one by ourselves, but we've interviewed a number of men, so it's not just going to be me speaking. And as we spoke last time, we're going to change the Next Steps videos up a little, because this year we really want to unpack what it is to do the strategic life roadmap. What is a strategic life journal roadmap? And today we're going to have some interviews, and so it should be an interesting session. So stay with us. So before we go to the discussions, what I'd like to do is just come back to strategic life journal. Where did this come from? So those that did Living Life Goals with us last year know that that's something that Dennis spoke about in one of his audios. And Natalie and I heard that over 20 years ago, and since then have been working at trying to live life as strategically as we can using those principles. And we've seen such remarkable results. At the same time, I've seen all those wonderful results. The other trend I've seen is it's very difficult for the men to engage with. You don't actually see a lot of men using it. Maybe it's got something to do with the word journal, strategic life journal. The word journal is fearing to me. Maybe if you're a man, the word journal doesn't work for you either. We've rebranded it roadmap, but really, what are we really getting at? So forgetting about the word, what is the essence of what Dennis called us to and that we're speaking about now, and something that we think will bring great life? And the word is strategic. What do we mean by strategic? We throw that word around in all contexts. You hear it in the public world, you hear it in business world, you hear it everywhere, and now we're talking about strategic. So what is strategy? And for me, strategy is really clear. If you have a goal or an ambition, and for us it's to live a kingdom life, then a strategy is, how are we going to do that with limited resources? And I know one of the things that goes off in many people's head is, I'm flat out at work. I'm flat out at church. I'm flat out at all the things I do. I run from morning to night. I'm trying to figure out how to even do a Sabbath. And now you're saying I need to do something else. The purpose of strategy is to assemble and prioritize limited resources to achieve an end target. And so for all of us, God's put something on our lives that we must do. And that ranges from growing our own faith. If we're married, have a fantastic marriage. It's discipling. It's raising children. There's those things that God has put in our lives, and we're starting to get clear on them. The reality is we have far more things that we could spend our time on than we have time. We only have 168 hours a week. All of us have got exactly the same time. Almost all of us need to sleep somewhere between 6 and 8 hours a day. And so what's left over is the time. Most have to work or some part of working. And so now we've got even less. And now the question is, what are we going to do with that time? Most people bounce from activity to activity to activity. And this is one of the things Natalie and I talk about being busy. They're just running. They're spinning plates. They're running at 100 miles an hour. And at the end of the year, it's like, oh. A strategy says, this is what I need to achieve. And to achieve that, this is what I need to do, and this is what I need to stop doing. And so you need a strategy when you've got limited resources. You need a strategy if you want to achieve something worthwhile. So you don't need a strategic life journal if you've got no ambition and no purpose. But I imagine that wouldn't be you, because you wouldn't be watching this video. So assuming that you have a purpose and you have something God's put on your heart, then you need a strategy, because you are not going to achieve all that you're called to do just going from one crisis to the next, one busy day to the next busy day. You need a plan. That's the reason for a strategic life journey. One of the things that we did this year is we've put together a group, mainly of the family, but a few other men, and called it a strategic life action plan. And we meet monthly on a deliberate basis to start working through the strategic life roadmap in the area of self-jurisdiction. Why did we do that? Because as a group of men, we said we need to do more. We need to get better at this. We can be better. We can do more. And why don't we do it together? And so again, back to, oh, this is another thing I have to do. Don't let condemnation sit on this. This is not the place for condemnation. It doesn't matter if you did it outstandingly last year or you didn't do it at all. Today is a different day. And if you look at any analogy, whether it's sports or music or physical activity, you have to train all the time. You can't play on last year's training. You can only play on today's training, this year's training. So it doesn't matter what you did last year or what you didn't do last year. It doesn't make any difference, because if you want to achieve something this year, you need to do the same, which is start and start being strategic about where you're prioritizing your time, your effort, your resources to achieve what you believe God said are the most important things to achieve this year. To mix it up, what we've said we were going to do is do some interviews. Now, this section might be a little clunky, because what I did is I asked three questions and I sent that out to the boys and I said, please, could you record a video answering these three questions? And then we cut and paste a few things. So it's not going to be like a two-way interview. My technology wasn't that good. But hopefully what this does is give you some insight of some people that are starting the journey or have been on the journey for a while, but just hopefully an encouragement. The three questions that I asked everyone to reflect on and record the video were, in the past, what has been the challenge or the resistance to actually working within a strategic life journal or a strategic life roadmap? What stopped you?
Yes, I've loved the strategic life part of the SLJ for quite some time, but something about journal has produced a resistance in me. And likely because that requires something. There's work to be done. I could see that there was a wealth available in the SLJ and in the questions, but simply put, I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want something else to do. I thought I could do it in my own strength. I could manage this. I could create a strategic life without doing any work. And that's very ironic.
The SLJ involved into my life at a deeper level, and actually recording it was definitely the biggest resistance.
The second question was, what's changed this year? What's different? What have you done differently this year?
Yeah, so this year I've been doing the strategic life questions under the banner of a SLAP session, which we've called a strategic life action plan. Now, this calls out to the iron sharpens iron from Proverbs 27:17, where as we work this together, we can refine and get used to doing these questions and go deeper together as men, as we keep each other accountable and do the work. I've come to see that if I can do these questions and go through the reflection, go through evidence, action planning, and prayer, that this will make a difference in my growth with Christ. And I must keep it a priority and keep accountable.
Taking ownership of my note takings rather than relying on other people to help me through.
What changed this year was the involvement of others. So Dad, you know, Joel and Jono and Cole and myself, and even my son Romeo, we all get together and go through it. We've made a conscious plan to actually put it and involve it into our life.
And the third question is, it's early in the year, but so far, what are the insights? What have you got from this process? What have you already seen? And you can say, yeah, I get this.
Write down the hard things, not just the joyful ones. It makes it real. But that is why I must do it, to learn where Father is working in me. Being able to strategically see the patterns of my flesh and to put them to death faster.
Having someone there to keep you accountable, not just one person, but multiple, I guess is something that really, really helped change that for me this year.
I am setting myself weekly tasks and questions to go through and becoming strategic in how I plan out my work.
So doing the work this year through the questions has really created a desire to do the work, to take the time, or more so make the time, to spend that time in prayer, reflection, writing answers down, and then talking them through, being accountable and looking at the revelations, the insights, the challenges that have come as gone through these questions.
Being able to start my own journal, my own SLR, has been really, really fun.
Well, thanks, everyone. That was just really great. Love the input. Love everybody's different views on it. And you hear some just consistent themes. You know, just start. Just commit to it. Do it with others. Because if you do it with others, A, you'll probably do it more than you'll do it for yourself. It's just the way we work. And we can be accountable. And then I love how Jono ended it. Just have fun. This is fun. This is working with God on what he wants you to do in this life. And prioritizing and focusing, because only with focused effort, only with prioritized effort, will we actually achieve everything. If we want to live a life, a kingdom life, then we need to change things. We can't do it all. And I know some of you and me have tried to do it all, and all you do is get extremely exhausted. You can't do it all. You can do what God's called you to do. Jesus' famous quote, I only see, do what I see the Father doing. He could have done so many things, but he only did those things. If we want to live this life, you know, John says he came so that we have life and have it abundant. We want an abundant life. We want a life full of what God has for us, which means we're going to have to say no to a lot of things that the world would have for us. And we have to focus on those things that God has for us. And we're not going to do that in the busyness of our day, in the busyness of our thinking. We're not going to get to it unless we commit a bit of time sitting down with a pen and a paper or a whiteboard or however you want to do it. Don't worry about the structure, but unless we sit down, dedicate the time, seek the Lord, record it, and then check on progress and adjust. We're just not going to achieve what it is God has for us unless we are that disciplined. And yes, I understand what I've just said means there's something more to do. But I guarantee you, if you do this well, you will actually find time because you'll stop doing some of the things that aren't producing the fruit that you hope for. And then you'll really focus and you will see a totally different life. And so I'm looking forward to this year. Today we've got some insights from a group of men. Next month we'll get a different group of people and we'll just keep unpacking this and encourage each other. So please encourage each other. If there's anything that we can do, please reach out to us and we'll share what we've learned, but we're really keen to understand what you've done as well. So God bless you.